Chapter 6 The Revolution in France. Another 6 years went by, and Lucy and Charles Darnay were happy together. They now had a young daughter, also called Lucy. Dr. Manette had never fallen into his illness again, and he too was cheerful and contented. Mr. Lorry continued his Sunday visits to the household and was regarded as one of the family. Sidney Carton visited the family as well, but only came 5 or 6 times a year. He took care never to drink wine on the days when he came to the house. One night, in July 1789, Mr. Lorry came to the house after he had finished work at Tellson's Bank. He seemed tired.
"It's been a busy day,"
he said.
"Our customers in France are uneasy. Our Paris office has been full of customers, and all of them have been leaving their money and valuables for us to look after. They all want their property sent to England as soon as possible."
"The situation in France is serious,"
commented Charles Darnay.
"The news from there is not good."
There was much excitement in the Saint-Antoine district of Paris that day. Many people could be seen in the streets. Most of them were carrying weapons. Defarge was issuing orders to the men who stood near him. His face was determined and solemn.
"Keep near me, Jacques Three,"
he told one of the men. Then he turned to the crowd and roared,
"To the Bastille!"
There was a huge cheer from the people in the street. Swords were waved and muskets loaded. There was soon a sea of people surrounding the Bastille prison and clamoring for entry. A few soldiers leaned down from the Bastille walls to see what was happening. Orders were shouted and the crowd attacked the Bastille. There was fire and smoke everywhere, and in the center stood Defarge, always directing his men to the enemy's weakest places.
"Forward!"
he cried. Madame Defarge was also there, commanding the women of Paris who took part in the battle.
"We can kill as well,"
she cried as she led the women forward. The defenders of the Bastille were soon swept away, and the governor of the prison was set upon and killed by the angry crowd. Defarge led his men into the building, and they liberated the prisoners. Then he made his way to the cell that had once been Dr. Manette's. He peered at the walls and the few pieces of furniture. He was looking for something.
"Look, Jacques!"
he cried excitedly.
"Look, there on the wall!"
He pointed at some initials. A, M.
"Alexandra Manette,"
he said.
"This was the doctor's cell, all right."
He began to search the old fireplace, dislodging a cloud of dust as he did so. Something fell into the fireplace, and Defarge bent quickly to pick it up.
"There's nothing here, Jacques,"
he said.
"We may as well go."
Mr. Lorry was constantly busy at Tellson's Bank because of the dramatic events in France. There was a continuous stream of customers from France in the bank's premises, and people left messages for friends and family members there. One day, Charles Darnay happened to visit Mr. Lorry in his office. Mr. Lorry was preparing to travel to France on business. Darnay tried to persuade him not to go, pointing out the dangers of such a trip while the country was undergoing a revolution.
"Don't try to dissuade me,"
the banker said with a smile.
"I've worked for Tellson's all my life, and I feel a loyalty to the bank and to our customers. I must go."
Just then, one of the bank clerks brought in a letter and handed it to Mr. Lorry.
"This has come for the Marquis and Evrémonde, sir,"
the clerk explained.
"But no one knows where the Marquis is, or even if he's in England at all."
Charles Darnay, who had inherited the title from his uncle, had kept the truth of his identity a secret from everybody except Dr. Manette. He did not want to reveal it to Mr. Lorry.
"As it happens,"
he told Mr. Lorry,
"I know the Marquis. I'll deliver the letter for you if you like."
Mr. Lorry was happy to pass the letter to him. Later that day, Danae opened the letter from France. He read it with trembling hands.
Dear Marquis, I have always been a faithful servant to the Evremonde family, and now I have been arrested and thrown into prison in Paris. They tell me I am an enemy of the people and that I must die. My crime is that I followed your orders after your uncle died. I beg you to come to France and help your old servant, Gabelle.
Danae had made his decision before he finished reading this appeal for help. He knew that he had to go to France to do what he could for Gabelle. He sighed deeply. He did not want to leave Lucy and Dr. Manette, but he knew that he had to go. He wrote a letter to Lucy explaining why he had to travel to Paris, and then he left for France.